looks like we've got Alan and Dan with the 7 Acres Foundation. Stand by one second. Let's see if we can get you both on here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on the program. 7 Acres Foundation, it's a happening deal. I've been driving by, seeing things getting underway. Tell us the latest.
Well, yeah, there's some dinky toys out there that have been moving the earth around, which is great. We're actually underway here, which is really exciting. What Dan and I wanted to do today, Jeff, first of all, I'd like to let everyone know about a special event we have coming up this Sunday after the Seahawks game. Mm-hmm. And then Dan is our financial guy, and he's going to come on and talk a little bit about year-end gift-giving and tax advantages and things like that.
Excellent. Yeah, let's talk about that big event coming up. I know you're going to have a special opportunity for people to dial in.
That's right. We're conducting a special holiday event this Sunday at 5 o'clock via Facebook Live. Our Facebook page is the Community Center Lake Chelan. But if you're not a Facebook user, you can still access this event on our website, which is ccatlakechelan.org. And we really have two main objectives for this event, Jeff. One is simply to have fun, and also we want to provide information. Ben Williams, who is our 7 Acres board president, he'll be hosting the event, mm-hmm. and we'll have a couple of special guests with us, Holly Brown from Siren Song Wines, and also Tom Pettigrew from Amos Rome Vineyards. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, we had our groundbreaking last October, and I know you and I had a chance to chat at that, but we really couldn't make it a public event, sadly. We really wanted to invite everybody in the area to come to that groundbreaking, but we just couldn't do it because of that microscopic monster we're all dealing with called COVID. And so what we really want to do is give people a chance to ask questions about the project. You know, not surprisingly, when I am out and about, I'll talk to anybody about the Community Center project. And people have a lot of questions. And that's really the main reason we want to do this, is to get as much information out to the public about, you know, how the project is going now, where we're headed next year. And we think this is a good way to do it. We normally would have a big gala and invite everybody, but we can't do that. So this is what we've come up with. You know, we had that radiothon last summer, Jeff, with Brooke and you and me, and that was great fun. But yeah, you know, during that entire event, we were just constantly asking people to call in and donate. That's really not what this event is. This is more of a, instead of fundraising, it's more of a friend-raising event. You know, I'm sure we'll have an appeal of some kind at the end, but you know, this is primarily informational in nature, and let's have a little fun along the way as well.
That's great. It should be a great time for everybody. Now, Dan Hodge is also with us. Tell us, Dan, a little bit about the fundraising situation for the Community Center at Lake Chelan.
Jeff, you know, everyone at the 7 Acres Foundation would like to extend a big thank you to COSI and your listeners for your support for the Community Center. You know, that fundraiser was a tremendous event and a tremendous shot in the arm for getting this Community Center built. Despite all of the social and economic barriers imposed by the current COVID pandemic, we've done remarkably well in reaching nearly 60% of our projected fundraising goal to build the facility. And we have some plans for a variety of ways to close that, but there's a lot of work that still needs to be done, and the board would like to make sure that as we get to the construction, we carry as little loan debt as possible as we move towards completion. So to that end, we'd like to remind everyone that the end of the year is a great time to consider your tax-deductible donations to the Community Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's the best way for folks who want to give to do that as we do approach the end of the year here?
You know, there's a lot of creative ways to make year-end donations. You know, you can gift almost any type of asset. Of course, cash is great. We love cash. But you can also gift securities, stocks and bonds, real estate, IRAs, and even life insurance. And, you know, for some people, donating stock might be a bit unusual or unorthodox, but it can have some significant benefits for your taxes, especially if you're one of those people that have a high annual income. And for those of us that are a little bit more mature, if you have an IRA and you're an account holder of age 70 and a half or older, you can donate to a qualified charity like the Community Center directly from your traditional IRA and effectively lowering your tax obligation. You know, but those are all things that we highly recommend if you're interested in some of these different ways of donating, to certainly have your listeners consult a tax advisor regarding their specific situation.
Yeah, and you know, Dan, one of the great things about doing that, making that donation to the Community Center at Lake Chelan, this is the type of gift that we'll be giving for generations to come.
Absolutely. You know, this is, you know, the closer we get to getting this community center built, the more we see the impact it's going to have for everyone in our community and the people that have expressed interest in how do we take this to the next step and really make it a community center that really works for everyone at every level in our community.
No doubt.
So, you know, if people like to make donations directly to the community center, they can do so at our website, which is cc@lakechelan.org, or they can mail a check to the 7 Acres Foundation, and our P.O. box is box number 1732, Chelan, Washington, 98816. And as always, any support, whether it's $5 or $5,000, is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. Alan Meyer, anything else that we need to get out there this morning for the Community Center at Lake Chelan?
Yeah, Jeff, I'm going to plan your ideal Sunday for you.
Please,
okay?
Let's do it.
Yeah, here we go. First of all, have somebody drive you into Wenatchee and go to Cascade Subaru.
Ooh.
And take a blanket with you.
Yeah.
And buy either a new or a certified pre-owned car from Cascade Subaru. And when they ask you which charity you would like to have them send a $250 donation to, you might want to tell them the Community Center at Lake Chelan. Then in your brand new car, when you drive home, stop by at Siren Song Farms, and buy a Christmas tree, because all proceeds from the sale of those Christmas trees out there go to the community center. Then on your way home, pick up a bottle of wine or two from your favorite local winery, because everyone on the 7 Acres board we're all huge fans of shopping local. That's really a key message, and I love hearing all the spots on Cozy about shopping local. I just think that's absolutely critical. And then finally, to end your day after watching the Seahawks, is to tune into our event on Facebook Live at 5 o'clock, either through Facebook Live or through our website, cc@lakechelan.org. So how's that sound?
I'm loving it. And I'll tell you what's really got me going in this as well. Obviously, I always love hearing about all the great things that are going to be coming to the Valley through the Community Center, but my interest has been piqued because the note I have here, it says that special guests Holly Brown and Tom Pettigrew will be on hand to discuss mm-hmm. developments in the local wine industry. And it doesn't say what it is, so how could I not tune in? This is going to be big. I'm sensing.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's supposed to be fun and informational. So,
absolutely.
I welcome everyone and wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And as Dan said, we can't thank everyone in this community enough for supporting this community center. And I love what you said, Jeff, about this is, you know, this is a generational thing. This will go on for future generations. And there's so many great charities in this area, and we would never suggest that ours is, you know, more important than any others. But you know, it's just a great, I'm just blown away by the community support, both for nonprofits and also the shopping local. I think that's, again, that's really, really important.
Good stuff. We'll look forward to tuning in this Sunday at 5 on the Facebook page of the Chelan Community Center It's going to be fun, and people are going to learn a lot more about the program and how they can participate. So we look forward to that. Thanks so much for being on the program. Alan Meyer, Dan Hodge, great to have you guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Mo, anytime. Good to have you on.